I'm not really doing like some kind of game. This is actually my message, but I've entitled it Christmas Quiz.
你以后做游戏哈，实际上这是我今天讲到的信息。但是呢，我在这个之前会给大家一个小的测试。
For those of you students who just finished exams, you're like shuddering. I don't want any more exams.
好像学生刚刚考完试了哈，现在就可能很不高兴，说啊，我现在不要再考试了。
But in a sense, we hear the Christmas story so much that sometimes we don't remember all the details.
但是我们也许对这个圣诞节太熟悉了，有时候呢，我们就忘记了一些细节的东西。
And we think we know the story very well, but maybe we don't.
我们以为自己好像很了解，但实际上可能没有那么了解。
And so I'm going to give a series of statements, and they'll either be true or false, and you can just, you know, think of how you would answer them. I'm not going to call on anybody.
接下来我会给你一系列的这个是非问答题哈，就是请你自己判断了。那我不会点名去回答，但是你自己先考虑一下。
And it's actually quite easy.
而且呢。 可能会很简单。
I think I would probably give you all an A.
你们每个人都会拿到A或者甲。
Okay, first statement. Mary, mother of Jesus, rode on a donkey to Bethlehem. True or false?
就是耶稣的母亲玛利亚呢，是骑在驴上面去伯利恒，是还是非？
Well, actually, this is where it gets complicated because we don't know.
答案是我们不知道。
See, most people would say true.
很多人会说真的。But
there's nothing in the Bible that says how Mary and Joseph got to Bethlehem.
但圣经里面没有讲玛利亚是怎么去伯利恒的。
We know that they went there because there was a census that was called for by the Roman government.
我们知道那个时候罗马政府来做一次人口调查。
And so they had to go to the town of the husband's birth or his ancestry, which was Bethlehem.
所以每个人都会去到自己丈夫的本乡本族，但对约瑟来说呢，就是伯利恒，所以他们必须去到伯利恒。
So maybe a donkey, maybe a horse, maybe walking.
可能呢骑着驴，可能骑着马，可能就是走路过去，我们不知道。
Okay, second statement. Mary arrived in Bethlehem the night she gave birth.
第二题就是，玛利亚到达伯利恒当天就生产了。
True or false?
是还是非？
Okay, this one.
就是有人医学很聪明了，回答我不知道。
Are you giving the answer? this one is false.
这个题是错的。
And we know that because it said that it says in verse 6, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. So while they were there, they were already in Bethlehem, and then she gave birth.
在第六节的时候，圣经说，当他们在那的时候，她临近她的产期了，所以那个时候还没有生产。
So we know she was not on a donkey on the road to Bethlehem.
所以我们不知道他是不是那个时候是不是骑驴过去。
Okay, next statement. Joseph or Mary talked to innkeepers.
第三题就是玛利亚和约瑟呢在那里跟那些旅馆的人讲话。
True or false?
对还是错？
We don't know.
有人说我不知道。
I'm the teacher here, and I say false.
我是老师，我说这一题是错的。
Well, it's most likely false because, for one, it's not in the Bible, as Sarah said.
这个错的原因呢，第一个是圣经里面没有这么记载，没有说旅馆的人。
And secondly, the word that's here for in is actually mistranslated.
而且呢，在第二个原因呢，是我们在圣经里面所读到那个旅店呢，实际上那个旅店呢，翻译有点不太好。The
Greek word that's used here actually from the original language means room.
当时那个原来的语言就是希腊语呢，在那个词当中，它就只说一个房间而已。And
there's another word that's a word specifically for inn or hotel, and that's not used in this particular case.
希腊文当时有一个很特别的词，一个很普遍的词呢，是为这个旅馆的，但是当时他没有用这个旅馆这个词。
Plus, Bethlehem was a very small town, and small towns of that day did not have inns.
第三个原因呢，是伯利恒呢是一个小镇，那个时候的小镇呢，像那么小，可能就不会有旅馆。
So I would say false. They did not.
综上所述呢，这三条理由，我们的老师就是说这一题是错的。
Okay, this one I got wrong.
那我做的时候我也没做对。
Jesus was born in a stable or a barn.
就是这个耶稣呢是生在马槽还是粮仓？
Well, again, most likely false. I'll explain. It's most likely false.
What was the question? The question or barn?
Was he in either a stable or barn? Stable and barn are like synonyms in English, China.
他说这个粮仓和这个马槽是同义词哈，就是这一题就是对还是错。
Okay, so none of so these places like a barn are not mentioned in the Bible again.
像粮仓这个词在圣经里面并没有出现过。
However, a manger is listed.
有一个马槽确实出现过。
And mangers were found in barns.
马槽呢在粮仓里面可以找得到。
So maybe true.
所以可能是真的。
But ancient Near East scholars also say mangers were in the main living room areas, the main living quarters of houses.
但是那个古代的那些学者们呢，却说这个马槽啊，那些粮仓呢，很有可能就跟那个主卧室是很相通的，就是很近的。
And so most Americans have in their living rooms what a television set.
现在的美国人他们会在自己的卧室里面会有一些电视。
And most people back 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem in Palestine had mangers.
就同样的道理呢，在2000年前呢，那个时候他们在自己卧室当中就会有一个像马槽一样的东西。
I think I prefer the television.
我会优先考虑这个电视。But
the manger's purpose was for some of the smaller animals that they may have kept.
但是这个马槽实际上是给那些小动物的，不是给马那么大的。
And if it was cold outside, they would bring in some of the baby sheep and the goats and things like that and put them in the manger.
对啊，假如说这个外面很冷的话，他就把那些小羊啊，那些小动物就搬到家里面了。
And so because of this, it's likely, and the fact that it wasn't an inn, it's likely that Mary and Joseph stayed in the house of a relative.
所以呢，这样看来，他有可能不是住在一个旅馆了，有可能是住在一个亲戚家里面。
Since Bethlehem was the town of their ancestors, he most likely had many aunts and uncles and cousins that lived there.
因为这个伯利恒这个城其实是很小的一个镇，而且呢，它到那边是大卫的祖先所住的，大卫的这个一家一族所住的，所以他很有可能有一些叔叔啊，就是远房的爷爷啊什么住在那边。And
so it'd be like now if we went and visited someone in Atlanta.
就好像现在我们去亚特兰大去看一个人。And
we ask our friend, can I stay the night?
就是你跟你的朋友说，哦，今天可以在你这边待一晚吗？
And they say, no, well, I don't have any bedrooms for you.
但是我朋友可能说，哦，我没有一个卧室给你。But
you can sleep on the couch.
但是你可以在沙发上睡。And
so where Mary and Joseph probably slept was this main living room area, kind of like sleeping in the couch where there happened to be a manger.
就好像今天我们睡在人家客房沙发里面一样，那当时的约瑟和玛利亚可能就睡在别人这个主要就是厅里面的一个马槽。Okay,
next statement, Jesus never cried.
下一句，耶稣从来没哭过。错。
That's an easy one, false.
这个是很简单的哈。
But we just sang a song, Away in the Manger. The baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes.
但是我们刚刚唱了一首歌，远远在马槽，就说这个声音很安详，没有哭泣。Well,
maybe he didn't cry for a little while, but he was a baby, and I can rest assured he cried.
但是他可能那个时候没哭，但是我们知道他是出生的时候是婴孩，我们可以想象他是哭过。Okay,
next statement. Angels sang to the shepherds outside of Bethlehem.
下一题就是天使在伯利恒外面歌颂神。
True or false? Well, this one, again, there's no record of them singing in the passage we read.
在我们在圣经里面没有看到这样的记载, 就是天使在那个外面唱歌。
They said an angel appeared and spoke.
他们说这个天使过来, 而且讲话。
And then appeared a multitude of the heavenly host praising God.
而且有大队的天兵过来在那里赞美神。
And so you can praise God without singing. You can praise God through prayer or exclamation.
你可以赞美神, 你可以欢呼, 但是不一定要歌唱。
Or you can praise God through song.
而且你可以就是送那些诗歌。
So this one, if you got true or false, you got it right.
所以如果你无论是说是还是非, 你都对了。
Okay, next thing is angels were present at the birth of Jesus.
下一题哈, 这个耶稣出生的时候,
true or false?
对吗?
False. Well, there's no record in the Bible of angels being there when Jesus was born.
圣经里面没有记载耶稣出生时,
angels were present with the shepherds, but not with Mary.
他们像天使像牧羊人。 显现,
okay, this one's a trick question. Angels have wings.
这个题很，这个题就是，就可能会有一点混淆了哈，就是天使有没有翅膀？天使有翅膀，对吗？
This one is both. mostly false. In the Bible record here, there's no mention of wings.
这一题呢也可能对也可能错哈，但是很有可能是错啊，这里面没有记载它有翅膀。
In almost every instance in the Bible, there's no mention of wings. It's usually a human form, but glorified.
在圣经里面出现天使记载的时候呢，一般都没有翅膀的记载。一般来讲呢，它是以人的面孔出现，但是是荣耀的一个面孔。However,
in Revelation, we read about angels. Cherubim around the throne of God who have wings that protect their face from the glory of God.
但在后来在启示录里面我们看到一些记载，就是基路伯他有翅膀，用翅膀呢挡住他的脸呢，不让他的那个神的荣光照到他们家。
So maybe most don't have wings, some do.
所以很有可能呢，大部分天使没有翅膀，但是有一些天使可能有。Okay,
Jesus was born on December 25th.
耶稣12月25号出生的，对吗？
False. Well, most likely false. There's a 1 in 355 chance that he was born on December 25th.
哎呀，就是很有可能是错的，但是呢，也有365分之一的可能是对的。
Most like the date was chosen by the church back probably in before like. 750 AD.
就是12月25号有可能是后来人选的，有可能是在公元后750年左右的时候，那当时的教会定的这个日子。
And most likely the church at the time, the Roman Catholic Church at the time, baptized, they call it baptized a pagan holiday.
当时的罗马天主教在那一天是 baptized a pagan.
Baptized. A pagan holiday.
A non-Christian holiday.
And so many people from non-Christian nations came to know Christ.
所以就有很多不来自于基督教家庭和背景的人呢，那个时候来，有机会认识耶稣。And they had
a festival about a winter festival.
他们就有一个这个冬天的这样一个欢庆的日子。And
the church says, no, it's not a winter festival now, it's Christmas, and we celebrate Jesus.
那个时候他们就说这不是冬天的庆祝，我们来给他一个名字，就是我们来庆祝耶稣，就叫他圣诞节。
So the expression is you baptize the non-Christian holiday, and now it's the holiday becomes a Christian.
所以现在就是把那个节日呢用作庆祝耶稣。Okay,
now this one actually wasn't from the passage that we read today, but I'll throw in a bonus question.
这个是有奖的，这样不是说奖品了，这是给大家一个额外的问题。
three kings riding camels were present at Jesus' birth.
三个博士呢是骑着这个骆驼在耶稣出生的那个时候来敬拜他。
True or false?
对还是错。
Okay, this one I would say false.
当然是错的。
Okay, for one, Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke, was a very thorough historian.
首先呢，我们看到这个作者就是路加呢，是一个非常严谨的历史学家。
He gives one of the most detailed accounts of Jesus in his writing of his Gospel.
他写这个路加福音的时候呢，是给了非常详实的这个资料。
And so, if there would have been wise men at the manger, I think Luke would have said something.
如果在马槽边上有这个东方来的博士的话，我想路加肯定会记载。
But in Matthew, if you read the account, it appears Jesus was a child. He was a little bit older, maybe up to 2 years old.
在马太福音里面的记载呢，当时的东方博士来访的时候，耶稣已经可能一两岁了。
And there's no, we have no indication of how many wise men there were.
而且在这里面记载并没有说是几个。
They brought three kinds of gifts.
这里三种礼物。
Frankincense, gold, and myrrh.
这个香料、黄金和这个末药。
And so because there's three kinds of gifts, they thought maybe there's three wise men.
他们觉得三种礼物呢，很有可能就是三个博士。
But there's no indication how many wise men. Then most likely were many more wise men.
但事实上并没有记载几个，很有可能是更多。
And they probably had a group with them, because they were important people. So they had others that helped them on their travels.
很有可能他们还带了很多的随从，因为他们当时在东方是很重要的人物。
Okay, last question.
最后一个问题。
Jesus is our Lord and Savior.
耶稣是我们的主和救世主。
True or false? Okay, that's true. You got that one right. So that's a bonus question. You get that one right.
这个你终于对了。
You get that one right, you get them all right.
如果这个对了，所有都不，其他都不重要了。
Despite our people's misconception,
尽管我们会有一些误解。
The facts of Jesus are more marvelous than words can express.
但我们的主耶稣是胜过我们一切语言所能表达的。
Jesus indeed was born of a virgin in the town of Bethlehem.
耶稣基督确实是童贞女玛利亚所生，而且生在伯利恒。
Which was prophesied many hundreds of years before.
就是在他出生之前好几百年之前就有先知预言的。
In fact, we read in the account that we read that Jesus is the rendering of the Greek name Jesus, which is Jesus, okay, you can translate that.
这里耶稣这个词呢是在希腊文的 Jesus 这个词翻译过来的。
And it's from the Hebrew Yahshua, or what we say Joshua.
在这个希伯来文里面叫约书亚。
And it's Yahweh, Jehovah is our salvation.
耶和华这个是我们的我们的救恩。
And so the angels had given Jesus his name even before he was born.
在耶稣出生之前天使就已经给他起好名字。
And at the point of circumcision his name was given then by his parents by instruction of the angel that he was Jesus or Joshua.
在第八天他行割礼的时候他的父母就给了他天使所起的这个名字。
God is Savior.
神是我们的救主。
And indeed, Jesus is our Savior.
耶稣是我们的救主。
And it's rooted not in some prophecy received by an important man.
这不是根据一些重要的人物所讲的预言而来的。
But it is rooted in history.
而是在历史当中有记载的。
And it was proclaimed by the angels.
而是天使所宣传的。
It was witnessed by Mary and Jesus' family.
并且有目击者，有证人的，是有耶稣的妈妈和地上的父亲。
Proclaimed and testified by the shepherds.
而且牧羊人也可以做见证的。
And he was worshipped by the wise men.
东方的博士也来敬拜他。
Indeed, Jesus is God with us.
事实上呢，耶稣是神与我们同在。
Let us have our focus on Jesus this Christmas season.
让我们在这个假期当中呢，让我们定睛仰望耶稣。
As we seek to focus on Him as our Lord and Savior.
我们定睛仰望他的时候，真的把他当成我们的救主和生命的主。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we do thank you indeed for the account of Luke.
所以我们谢谢你，因为路加给我们很详实的记载。
And we thank you that Jesus was born of a virgin in the town of Bethlehem.
我们为主耶稣基督有童贞女儿生在伯利恒而感谢你。
And that the angels rejoiced at this great news.
天使也是共同欢呼。
This great event.
这是一个大好的信息。
God breaking through history to be one of us.
道成肉身住在我们当中。
And Lord, help us indeed to follow you as our Lord and Savior.
请你帮助我们，让我们可以来尊你为大，把你当成我们的救主和生命的主。
And to keep our focus always on Jesus.
让我们永远定睛在耶稣。
We pray in His name, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。